Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, April the 29th, and the whole week ahead. Now there's a lot going on with this little moon in Gemini, one, two, three, four aspects today. It's a strange old weekend for you really. The moon in Gemini can tend to upset your emotional apple cart, so therefore you've got to be a wee bit careful. I would say that it's not a bad set of stars, but you simply have got to be careful, especially where money is concerned. And here's your Sunday stars. Put the moon in Cancer, and this is lovely for you. It's emotional, and it's infectious when it comes to love and understanding. There is a square from Venus, but that normally means somebody is apt to be somewhat selfish and think only of themselves. But as the day goes on, Sunday is perfect for being with your partner, your spouse, or someone who's particularly special to you. And here's your Monday stars. With the moon in the sign of Cancer, still this is lovely for you. Have you booked a holiday or a vacation? Because these stars are great for you to take a good look around. But take your time. Because there's a couple of squares going on, which involves Mercury and Uranus, it means don't rush into something. The first thing that you see, don't book it. There's something better down the road or further on in the internet. So take your time, but this is a great time for holidays. Here's your Tuesday stars. Perfect for the Scorpio who has ambition or is looking for professional advancement. Really, these stars are good. You've got the ability today to wrap someone around your little finger. There are so many possibilities that come out today. And why? Because somebody likes what they see, and what they see is you. Whether it's your sex appeal, whether it's your good looks, whatever it is, there's chemistry working in your favour. So use it. And here's your Wednesday stars. With the moon in Leo, great, great energy around you now for when it comes to career and professional matters. The biggest problem could be a partner or someone around you who's got too much to say for themselves and is thinking, they think they know what's good for you, but the only person who knows what's good for them in this scenario is you. Recognition, prosperity that comes through personal success is aligning in your stars. And here's your Thursday stars. This is the perfect energy for a Scorpio who is falling in love, who is looking for love, who is with somebody they already love. Yep, you've got it. Romance personified with these lovely stars. It's all about love. You can look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because the sun in the seventh, sextiling Neptune in Pisces in the fifth, is absolutely fabulous when it comes to love. And here's your Friday stars. Now the moon square to Mars, your ruling planet, and the trine to Pluto, your ruling planet, means that they kind of cancel each other out. But my advice is this: at the beginning of the day, be very, very careful that somebody doesn't wind you up and make you angry so that you do things that you'll live to regret. Don't be reckless. Don't be rash in trying to sort something out. It will smooth itself over by the end of the day.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.